I wanted to share just a moment of devotion with you tonight as we finish the service. Every year, our family for years has traveled. I have not lived in Mississippi, which is where my parents are. I've not lived there since I was 25 years old. I'm 50. So every year, I have traveled home at Christmas time. My wife, her parents are in West Virginia, and we travel there every Thanksgiving. Christmas is a fond time of year for me. I like it. My parents were always generous at Christmas time, and so as a kid, Christmas was lots of fun. Beyond that, once I had children of my own, my parents even made Christmas for them more extraordinary than we could ever do on our own, especially once we added to the numbers and there were more than just one or two. You only can do so much at Christmas. And so I've always enjoyed Christmas, and my dad, so for instance, he says things like this. He says, Christmas is for the children. Christmas is for the children. And he takes particular delight in singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. I don't know, but that maybe Dad grew up hearing African Americans sing the song. And so he never sings it like it's written in the book, and I don't either. I hope that you create some space in your life for Christmas, that you don't get in such a hurry, you don't get so locked in on making sure you get everything you think you've got to have or that somebody else has got to have, that there isn't some heavenly magic for this time of year. Christmas is amazing. Just quickly, Christmas says that the God who created the entire universe spoke it into being and created us to be His companions, to know Him and love Him and worship Him. When you and I became a rebellious race, all of humanity said we would rather act like we're gods for ourselves than give you the credit for our creation and give you the prerogative to direct our lives like God should. We don't want to participate in that at all. And so all of us in various ways have thumbed our nose at God and said, we don't care what you say. Some of us, when we think about that, maybe it's one moment in time where there was just something terrible. Maybe it's just the recognition at 50 that there's still a lot of selfishness in your heart. I don't know what it is when you think of sin, but if you don't feel some sorrow and some regret and just some general mourning, you don't understand what it is. So that's the condition we're in. And the God of the heavens, He doesn't stay up in the heavens and like part the clouds and take a giant megaphone and shout down at us and say, hey, I see you down there. I know you're in a bad fix. And let me shout some instructions at you. And maybe if you listen attentively and you follow them all, you'll be saved. Instead, the God of the heavens covenants with His Son to send Him. And He comes not in some intimidating, fierce, frightening, terrifying way. He comes in the most peaceful possible way that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords could have come. You recognize that the angels are terrified when the angel appears to tell them the good news, right? The good tidings of great joy to all people. They have to tell them first, hey, don't be afraid. There is no such word given to the shepherds when they go to see baby Jesus. And there he is, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And he read it. Without him, nothing was made that was made. And yet there he is, God. What a beautiful, absolutely glorious picture of God's heart. When he comes to make it clear. What did John 3:17 say? For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So when he comes visually, he comes in the least possible threatening way he could come, as a little bitty baby. What an amazing thing to think about. Please don't let Christmas get so rushed and so busy that you don't make time for some heavenly charm and beauty and glory. There's plenty of it. And you can't put a price on it, and Walmart doesn't sell it. Make sure that Christmas is about Jesus. Make sure that when you grieve over that sin, whether it's that terrible one in the past or the fact that it's still lingering with you today, remember, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Christmas is great news. When you find out who Jesus is, you can hardly help yourself. You just love him. That's Christmas. Let's pray together. Lord, would you, by your Holy Spirit, stir our hearts? Would you make this Christmas so about Jesus that your people have a revival of heart and of life appropriate to loving the one who has so loved us? We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and have a great Christmas season.